This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877 DOCDALI. So I hope every CEO is kind of watching what's happening right now with the government and how certain mistakes are being made. And politicians, whether they're right or left, always make the same mistakes. And we're starting to see how ludicrous the mistakes are because the media talks about it. And it's because it's affecting you and I. Remember I told you guys, you know, there's no escape from politics because so much of our lives, and now it's in our face, it's in our sports, it's in our school, it's in our movies. Well, for those of you that have student loans, you guys are looking at this debt forgiveness program as a cluster and a half. Are they going to be forgiven? Are they not? Are they all going to be wiped out? Are they not? Am I going to get free college? Or because I borrowed, I'm not going to get free college now? What the heck is going on? And so the second that promise was made during the Democratic primary, that I forgot who it came out, whose mouth it came out of. I don't know if it was Biden. It might have been one of the other candidates first. We need to wipe off all student debt, just not because I've run a business and not because I understand the economy. And I knew that they were starting to promise something they couldn't make good on. And when they made, and politicians do this, they make these promises that start to get everybody excited so they go and vote, but then in reality, it doesn't happen. Just like making the promise you're going to repeal and replace Obamacare. I said from the beginning, you can't make that promise. You're going to look like Obamacare was designed where if you did anything to it, like you would cut the red wire and it would implode. You can't promise that. Yes, things need to be fixed with it, but you can't promise you're going to repeal and replace. But they say that so they get voted in. So here we are with students going, so what's going on with my student loans? Well, Biden has paused them paying their student loans back, but here we have a mess. Number one is they don't have enough money. And so we have, plus with inflation and all that, so they promised something that if Congress does get involved, they're going to be like, well, wait a second, this is going to cost the taxpayer dollars, and where's the money coming from? It's also hurting some of the students, where a lot of students apparently have commercially backed loans. So in this latest say on the injunction, where it can't move forward, it was a couple students with debt who are plaintiffs. But they're like, but I don't get to qualify for that, because I got student loans that were commercially backed. So you're already, and I told you, it's not going to be very popular with a lot of Democrats. I want my students to get relief. I don't want my students overcharged like a lot of them are throughout the whole university system. I think many of them overpaid, and a lot of the money was wasted that they spent the money on when it could have gone back to them, which is why I want the colleges paying them back. I want the colleges doing the student loan relief. But even students are ticked because they may not qualify. One of them, I think she has $17,000 in student loans, but they weren't federally funded. They were commercial. So those don't count. So a lot of individuals, they don't even know what has comprised their student loans. And so you're trying to help a whole bunch of people. You start out with, well, we're going to write all of it off. So you're going to write off $400,000 of a medical student's debt? That's wonderful for that medical student and good for them. But the average person that didn't go to medical school because they couldn't afford to, or they didn't want to borrow, is going to be pretty ticked. So don't promise what you can't, what you don't research. Research this first. And they do this all the flipping time, just like with the border, just like with healthcare, just like, you know, realize that that's some of the problems they're having now in terms of Title IX and schools and then, you know, making gender neutral, bathrooms. If you have all these rules in place where a female student should not have to be subjected to seeing a penis on campus, then how are you going to be flexible when it comes to sharing locker rooms with people who may, you know, have different body parts than they? So that you just have to think things through. And a good CEO says, look, I'm not going to make promises I can't keep, but I am going to promise these are things we want to work on. So what I think the government should do is learn from some CEOs. And number one, don't make false promises. Number two, if you're going to do now free college and promise free college, do high school differently. High school does not need to be freshman, sophomore, junior, senior year, 6-7 hours. And people hate their high school experience. It's pretty miserable. Make the classes shorter. Make them more compact. Have a lot more trades involved in high school, like where you learn plumbing, you learn electricity, you learn banking, you learn self-defense, you learn healthcare. And stop high school at sophomore year. Then junior and senior year is going to be your associate's degree. And junior and senior year is a lot more fine-tuned in terms of where somebody might want to go in terms of science or STEM or business or liberal arts. So then you don't have to add additional money to an already strained system to add free college. Make junior and senior year their associate's degree so that everybody will get their college. I think a lot of people think, oh, you know, 16-year-olds are too immature. No, they aren't. Caveman days, they were already, you know, pregnant with three kids and running a family or running the farm or doing whatever with the caves. Selling, I don't know, cave floor plans. But in the olden days, a 16-year-old was already considered a man, a woman. They can handle. They already, these high school students are taking college classes. They're already in college prep, so why not give them an associate's degree? Now, everybody having a high school diploma dilutes it. Everybody having an associate's degree dilutes it. But you don't necessarily have to add that extra 2 years. But they got to make school, rather than hour-long classes, 30-minute classes, compact, getting the, you know, it. I think we have a lot of wasted time, wasted money, and we have a lot of false promises out there. 1-877-FLE.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So it's my job to give you guys the news, even if it might disagree with something I have said. So we have a new study on masks. And again, when you're in the sciences, you need to be open to new research. I might not agree with it entirely, but I still have to report it and I still have to absorb it. And then I make a decision. So I told you guys from day one that our mask guidance was flawed. And if it made no sense to mandate a half-assed face covering and cause security guards to get stabbed and workers to get shot when patrons didn't want to put something on their face, and it was just a cluster and a half. People got kicked off flights. It was a mess. And I had a big problem with that because most of the facial coverings you guys were wearing wasn't adequate anyway. An N95 respirator, I think, offered the best protection. Now, in my office, I didn't have N95 respirators. This was prior to the COVID pandemic. I would wear a regular surgical mask, and it worked. It worked for me, and it was fine, but then again, we didn't have COVID. And you had to throw out the mask after each use, because once you breathed on it, you got it wet, and because there's obviously humidity in your breath, and after each wear, after each patient, you would throw it out. So the masks could provide protection, but nowhere near as good as an N95 respirator. Well, now we have a study that actually starts to challenge that a little bit. And it was a study published in the Annals of Internal Medicine. And it suggests that those blue surgical masks, medical masks, may offer similar effectiveness as the N95 respirators in protecting healthcare workers exposed to COVID-19. Now, that could mean a few different things. That could mean that the N95 respirators suck as well. So the facial masks do, you know, that hasn't changed. You know, they might help partially provide some sort of a barrier, but the N95 respirators still only provide a barrier too. Or it could mean that those masks are better than thought. Now, I've used those masks. I will wear those masks when I'm in a hospital. So they are useful. They just should never be mandated. I don't think you should force it unless, you know, somebody has a known communicable disease. They're in the hospital. You have to put them in a room with other individuals and that can't get that illness. I mean, usually we isolate them. You know, then in that case, I could say, look, we're going to have you wear a mask, you know, as long as you could tolerate it, because we don't want you to spread it to this other patient. We're all in a tent. It's a, you know, but other than that, I really have a hard time coming up with any other situation where I would force somebody to put something over their breathing apparatus, because they need to breathe. So this study was led by researchers at McMaster University in Canada. It was a randomized trial that tracked COVID-19 infections among 1,000 healthcare workers who were directly caring for infected patients at 29 hospitals in Canada, Israel, Pakistan, and Egypt. This took place between May 4th, 2020 and March 29th, 2022. It is the first peer-reviewed randomized clinical trial comparing medical masks versus N95s. Now, these healthcare workers were randomly assigned according to cidrap.umn.edu. They were randomly assigned to wear either medical masks or fit-tested N95 filtering face piece respirators for 10 weeks. The COVID-19 infection was confirmed using PCR testing in 52 of 497 healthcare workers in the medical mask group, compared to 47 of 507 in the N95 group. Now, then they looked at results, and the authors found that 8 of 131 of the healthcare workers in the medical mask group and 3 of 135 workers in the N95 got infected. That was in Canada. Similar numbers got infected despite their mask wearing in Israel. Also, similar numbers got infected in Pakistan. And then similar numbers also in Egypt. So the authors cautioned that the healthcare workers could have been infected outside the hospital, and that the results may not apply to other countries because of differences in treatment effects. But if the healthcare workers got COVID, whether they wore the other, you know, despite the mask they wore, then there might be some similarities in efficacy. Now, already this study I see a lot of issues with. We can't necessarily say that means the N95 respirators have the same vulnerabilities and don't work as well, because somebody got COVID again, did they get it outside of the hospital? It's still a very, very small number. Is it that they weren't wearing their mask right? And then did they change it out? You know, did they use an N95 respirator all day? Some of my medical students said they would get an N95 respirator at the start of their shift, and they wore it all day long. Well, that, you know, after about 40 minutes, I think somebody said after 40 minutes, it's
not as effective. So there's still a lot to be desired. But we need these scientists to figure out what exactly the masks do. And the reason why is, one is because we need to prevent public officials from making stupid rules and fake laws that put our workers and our employees at risk of assault and crimes when the science doesn't back it. But on the flip side, what I'm really worried about right now is the average person thinks masks are useless, and that's wrong. Masks do provide some sort of protection, but people are so sick of the masks because they got COVID anyway, and because of everything they went through, that what if, God forbid, we do have multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis come across the border and we have trouble keeping that in check? What if a new COVID illness comes that is much meaner than the original one? Remember, we still haven't clarified how we got the first one and if that same half-assed laboratory process is still existing. And so the American public, or any public for that matter, needs to know what are we really looking at when it comes to these masks. And then another thing which nobody's talking about, and I had posted the video, is many of the masks we've been using weren't made in America. You saw videos of kids in third world countries sitting on the floor with dirty feet and the masks sitting on the floor while somebody is using a sewing machine type machine to help put them together. Well, when you buy your masks, are they coming from a medical supply company that's sterilizing them, or are they really on the ground in a foreign country and then scooped up and then put into a box? So we're having individuals now that really don't trust these things. And as I've always said, we're going to have much bigger fish to fry. And this boy who cried wolf attitude, because of all the overstepping, is, I think, really, really going to hurt us. So my recommendation is to please, for the love of God, have the scientists figure this out. Be honest with people. Don't be lying and saying if you don't wear a mask, you're going to get COVID, because people got COVID anyway when they wore a mask. It was heartbreaking when patients were getting yelled at by nurses saying, look at what you did. This is on you because you didn't wear a mask. They're like, I swear to God I wore a mask. Why don't you believe me? I mean, that should have never flipping happened. I saw that on social media. Somebody got COVID. They're like, well, you should have worn a mask. They're like, I did flipping wear a mask. So, I think we need some accurate studies on it. If the N95 respirators provide just as much protection as a surgical mask, you need to explain to everybody how often these things need to be changed out. And then maybe, then we can save money and not use the N95s. I still think the N95s are way better. But also, they have to be properly fitted. You can't just borrow your husband's N95 mask, throw it on your face, expect to be protected, especially if it's used. So the sooner we know what the hell is going on, the sooner we have a plan. And that's the way it should be presented to everybody. They should say, look, guys, there might be bigger and badder things out there. This is going to be the plan. Okay, we're going to, give masks. We're going to recommend they be worn. We're going to not have employees at risk of being shot, right? Because we're not going to mandate it, but use your smarts. We got a bad virus out there. And that's the way they should approach it. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The American Academy of Pediatrics and the Children's Hospital Association are calling on President Biden to declare a triple-emic emergency. It's related to three upper respiratory illnesses, RSV, flu, and COVID surging across the country at the same time. It's a big issue, especially for young children under one and seniors 65 and up. Another day, another 2-cent drop in the price of gas. AAA reporting the national average price for regular is down to $3.47 a gallon Thursday. That's a 28-cent drop over the past month. President Biden is welcoming French President Emmanuel Macron to the White House Thursday for the first state dinner of his administration. Among the things the two are set to discuss is the Inflation Reduction Act, which could result in the loss of jobs in Europe. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of the calls I've been getting from patients have to do with allergies. And they go, I don't have COVID, I'm not sick, but my allergies are acting up. And one question that I recommend doctors ask is, did the allergy start at all any time around you putting up the tree? And is your tree a live tree? Now, I love Christmas trees, and I love the idea of a live tree. But there is something called Christmas tree syndrome. And Christmas tree syndrome can mimic you having allergies or feeling ill.
So most Christmas trees are spruce or fir. So they're not supposed to necessarily be allergenic. But there could be stuff on the tree. Pollen, mold. In fact, on Facebook and social media, people have been showing pictures of insect eggs that could be on the tree. There's, I'm looking at a picture of it's a light brown lump or wad. And it looks like a pine cone. But we are being warned that that's not a pine cone. That could be a home of praying mantis eggs. Now, this, I think, is coming from overseas. They say the species is on the rise in the UK. It is known for cannibalistic tendencies and a ferocious appetite, but I'm looking right now at a walnut-shaped hive on the tree, but it's not a pine cone. Americans have been sharing this too, and they're saying if you happen to see a walnut-sized shaped egg mass on your Christmas tree, all right, just clip the branch, put it in your garden. You don't necessarily have to kill it. You don't have to hit it with a bat. They're little baby praying mantis eggs you can put in your garden and they'll still live. But if you bring them inside, if you leave them on the tree, they could hatch and they could starve. So I find that really, really fascinating. Now, they are invasive. They will eat both good and bad bugs. Apparently there's been some reports that these praying mantises can kill hummingbirds. So I would never kill a praying mantis. I don't have any issues with them. They can do whatever, but you don't necessarily have to have them in your home because they're on the tree. So what we do know about Christmas tree syndrome comes from some researchers from State University of New York. They analyzed the bark and needles of multiple Christmas trees, and they found multiple cases of mold within the allergy-producing spores. And since the trees are from the wild, there's already critters living on them. Aphids, mites, bark beetles, even spiders. So when you get a tree, and hopefully it is a nice, you know, beautiful, fresh, crisp, healthy tree, it's not sterile. Right? There's going to be bugs. Now, I don't know if some of the Christmas tree growers, farmers, if they actually spray pesticide on it or things like that, but people could also become ill to the pesticide chemicals. So what are some symptoms of Christmas tree syndrome? Well, some of you have reported you've been wheezing all of a sudden. Now, you could wheeze because of RSV. You could wheeze because of cold-induced asthma. But if you are wheezing, just kind of, you know, take a gander and see if you notice it happens more around the tree or around the time you got your tree. You could cough with Christmas tree syndrome, chest pain, fatigue, rash, watery eyes, nasal itching, scratchy throat. You could also have difficulty sleeping. So the biggest culprits, I think, aren't so much the praying mantis eggs, which can be an issue, but I think it's the mold and the pollen. And you can have allergies to trees. You can have allergies to pollen. People think allergies is only for the spring and sometimes in the fall. No, you can have winter allergies, absolutely. I've diagnosed a couple people with allergies. And so it doesn't necessarily have to be Christmas tree related, but we do see allergies this time of year. So how do you reduce your risk of Christmas tree syndrome? One is when you get the tree, maybe hose it down first and then let it dry and then bring it back into the house. Now, mind you, a lot of these critters know how to handle rain and know how to handle some water pressure. And you don't want to, you know, spray off a lot of the delicate, beautiful little leaves, you know, of the fir. Of the spruce or fir tree, but maybe still hose it down. That could at least wash off a lot of the pollen and stuff from other nearby trees. Make sure there's an air purifier in that same room as the tree. They also recommend to avoid extended stays of the tree. So if, let's say, you are allergic to trees. See, like me, I'm allergic to cats. And I'm allergic to some dogs, but I don't care. My family loves animals. There is sometimes workarounds. If you're not severely allergic, then maybe rather than before Halloween getting your Christmas tree, you know, maybe put it up, you know, first week of December and then take it down right after Christmas, as opposed to putting it up mid-November and leaving it till mid-January. If you do suffer from allergies or asthma or are vulnerable, maybe delegate tree decorating to somebody else. A lot of people, I mean, I love decorating Christmas trees, and I want to be all on it, especially since I think people decorate it wrong. And I've had to yell at my husband and yell at the kids. I'm like, you're doing it wrong, because we have a Christmas tree at Opportunity Village. And I'm like, no, why did you put that there? No. And so they're like, fine, you know what, you just tell us where to put it. And I'm like, thank you. You know, because how are people clueless? They don't know how to weight it right. They make no sense to me. So have somebody else do it. And you could be the one to, you know, let's say you really want to be a part of it. You could be standing back and wearing some goggles or maybe wearing a mask and say, put this here. And then another option, you know, if you don't want to go artificial, because artificial trees you might be less allergic to, but let's say you really, really want real trees. Another option, depending on where you live, is have the tree outside. You know, you might be able to, because we have all our Christmas lights. We have our, I was thinking about that as I was putting up lights outside our house, and I'm Jewish. So we have, you know, I love all lights, menorah, Christmas tree, all that. But I was thinking, I go, this tree could be perfect to light up as a Christmas tree. Why not have it outside? Now, I live in Vegas. We don't have a lot of bad weather. But every once in a while, we do get snow where I live. And that could mess with the tree. But if you have a porch and you don't really have a lot of high winds, that's another option. That's if your Christmas tree is making you sick. Yeah? So, but there are ways to do it. But it's just another thought. You know, I don't want people being diagnosed with COVID if they don't have COVID. I don't want them diagnosed with RSV if they don't. And we see this every year. People end up struggling because they have some allergies with their Christmas tree. But I got to tell you, man, if you guys don't mind, if any of you do find animal egg hives or clusters of that, like we're seeing with this praying mantis, please send me a picture of Dr. Dolly at hotmail.com. It is fascinating to me. And part of it is, you know, being a biology major before I went to medical school, what blows my mind is how smart and creative nature is. So mommy praying mantises must have been able to learn that nobody is going to eat her baby praying mantis eggs if it looks like a pine cone. So they will find trees that have those, and you know, because the average person doesn't pick pine cones. It's actually pretty brilliant. So I don't know. If any of you guys do see anything like that, please let me know. That would be really, really cool. You got to enjoy Christmas. You got to enjoy your tree. Coughing, sneezing, wheezing, runny nose, scratchy throat, dry throat, that kind of stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we get back, there was a lady who couldn't stand the sound of her hospital roommate's ventilator. So she shut it off. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding. And if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALIA, 1-877-DOCDALIA. Cooper is asking if I have any more information on the Biden administration accessing our 401k funds for their policies. So I really urge you to check with your 401k manager, and you know, because they will hopefully be able to explain what some of their plans are. I don't have a lot of information on that. It's hard enough for me to kind of keep up with all the medical headlines. But basically, what from what I understand is happening is the White House has issued a new regulation, which we spoke about yesterday, that will allow investment fiduciaries, including 401k plan managers, to offer investment options that consider environmental, social, and governance issues, ESG. They call it the climate change, social justice initiatives. And even though retirement companies are supposed to give you guys the best return on your investment, this regulation is allowing a subjectivity from investment managers to, if they think certain causes need to be funded, they could use that money to fund certain causes. It could be solar, it could be green energy, it could be climate change, it could be social justice, and that that could, those factors could now be included in some of their analyses and decision-making processes. Some of you are confused by this. I'm a little confused by it, too. I didn't think the government could kind of get funded by our 401ks. I know there's taxes they get, and there's penalties when you do early withdrawal and things like that, but I didn't think that there could be this sort of, I don't know if it's going to later be an incentive or if there's going to later be a threat that any company, if they don't include, you know, some of these things and have the boxes checked off, then they're not going to get certain, I don't know, tax breaks or licenses. So I'm not entirely sure. You know how anything that gets government funds has to follow what the government wants. And I get that. If the government's going to fund you, you know, you got to do what they say. I get that. But if you have a private corporation and they're, you know, investing in tech and tech is doing well, and now there's this, okay, well, you guys could also invest in, I don't know, let's say, you know, Biden's, you know, climate change company, who knows? That does start to make people question what's going to happen to their money and if they're going to make money on that. So under the new regulation, a retirement account fund manager or employer still must pledge to prioritize the interests of the retirees. But fiduciaries will now be allowed to include climate change and other ESG considerations in their decision making. So if your fund manager is left-leaning and wants to help a company that is against power, let's say, or is not as up on, let's say, some of the initiatives with the electric vehicles, they could play around with it that way, I guess. So I'll tell you in terms of what I think this is going to translate into. They say the regulation is a huge win, according to Fox News, for those who support using investment dollars to promote a left-wing ideological agenda. The value of all U.S. 401k accounts is $7.3 trillion, but that's a number from last year. Not all of that wealth will likely end up in the social justice initiatives, but even if one-third of those funds do, it could mean trillions of dollars now flowing towards those companies that embrace liberal ideas. They say some workers may not notice changes right away, but they might soon find themselves stuck choosing between a short list of ESG-focused investment funds, effectively requiring some workers wanting to take advantage of the tax benefits offered by plans to contribute to beliefs with which they do not agree. They said the Biden administration claims that fund managers that take advantage of the new rule are not abandoning their commitment to help retirees earn a profit because they say that good investment decisions should take climate change and other ESG factors into account. But a lot of these ESG funds do not perform as well as the other ones. Tesla's been struggling. And even though Tesla isn't necessarily liberal leaning with Elon Musk, the electric car company is, you know, has been having a lot of issues. So they said, for example, in an article about ESG investing published in the Harvard Business Review earlier this year, Professor Sanjay Bhagat said, to begin with, ESG funds certainly perform poorly in financial terms. There in a Journal of Finance paper, University of Chicago researchers looked at Morningstar sustainability ratings of more than 20,000 mutual funds, which represented $8 trillion of investor savings, and the highest rated funds in terms of sustainability attracted more capital than the lowest rated funds, but none of those funds outperformed the lowest rated funds. So what do you do? Well, first, tell your employer or pension fund manager or other fiduciary responsible for your retirement that you are not interested in ESG investing if you're not. You should be able to still have a say. Right now, the Biden rule doesn't require it. It just allows your fiduciaries to do it. But nobody should be, just like with medicine. When I do medicine, it should have no bearing on right or left. I should be giving you the best care possible. Same thing with your funds. So if you're like, I really don't want to fund, this particular, you should be allowed to do that. Second, they say the new Biden rule permits employers to make an ESG fund the default option for employees enrolled. So if you normally do not voluntarily elect a specific 401k investment, by default, it'll go to ESG, an ESG fund. And you might not notice that. So if there is a 401k fund you want it to go to that you trust, make that decision or it will be, it'll by default go to left-leaning companies according to this. And then third, if your employer or pension manager, according to Fox News, severely limits your options so that ESG investing is difficult to avoid, then, you might want to consider, getting better control of your money. An individual retirement account might be a better option. So many people think that this is a way to funnel more money to left-leaning companies or companies that will support Democratic candidates or I'm mixed on it. Because I understand having, worked for the EPA, it really would be cool if, some of these other companies that don't necessarily get, credit or get some attention can get some attention. But by default, with you not knowing, it'll go to by default, it should be something more neutral. So it is looking a little suspicious. And that means, millions of people, they might not realize where their money is going and they may not do well. I mean, this is our retirement account. As I said yesterday, keep politics out. Keep politics out of our retirement. Keep politics out of our sports. Keep it out of our schools. But it's not happening that way. So it was a fascinating piece. It was written by Justin Haskins, director of the Socialism Research Center at the Heartland Institute, and co-author Glenn Beck. So, do your research. Again, I don't know much about it, but talk to your 401k funds and fund managers and find out what exactly is happening. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.